Hey Vanessa,
Hey.
how are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, I moved this weekend, so it's been 4 days nonstop of boxes and cleaning and trying to find things that I just boxed and then cleaned.
Yeah, I believe that. I moved here about, what, a year and a half ago, and I still can't find things that are in boxes somewhere. So.
Oh. I guess the fact that you're looking for it means you probably want it, though. So maybe you can't throw those boxes away.
I mean, I wanted it that once. You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, bobby pins. I wonder where I packed those. So.
I went from a place with slightly less storage to a place with slightly more storage. So I have not faced that conundrum yet, but
Yep.
I'm sure I'll get there.
Let's see. I don't know. I moved from a house and I intend to buy a house again at some point. So, like, everything that had been in my garage is also in boxes because I live in an apartment right now and don't have a garage. So, hey.
Hello. Oh, it occurs to me we might not have a leader for this meeting unless we have a resolution on the Google form for voting, and I don't see Joseph here yet. I assume since he sent out the link to that he would have the results for that.
And I know not everyone has voted yet because I was this weekend I was moving and I have not been online since Thursday. So I think he sent it out
Ah.
on Friday.
Yep.
He did send it out on Friday, yes.
Hey, Stephen.
Howdy.
Hello, everybody.
Mike, I have to say you're looking awfully relaxed for someone. I think this is your community council emeritus look, and it suits you well.
Thanks. I'm actually coming to you from a Starbucks in Baltimore at the Under Armour corporate headquarters.
Oh, wow.
It turned out to be the closest Starbucks that I'm driving, and it was the closest Starbucks I could get to around 10 o'clock, but it's a pretty cool place.
Uh, Joseph, since you've joined, are you in control of the form for selecting co-chairs? And if so, do you have results
I
from that?
am. I do have results. So we had 9 people vote on the form. So do we want to give people a chance to vote if they have not yet?
That would seem to make sense.
I would like to vote since I had not yet voted.
Okay. Let me get that form back in. I'm just going to drop it in the chat 1 second. Okay. Link. Okay, there's the form. Anyone who has not voted, please do so.
And I notice I'm in Slack. I notice that Karen has just asked what the access code is, which I've put into Slack.
Thank you.
And there's 2 hands up, which indicates that, yeah, she got it.
So let's give 1 more minute for folks to vote.
Somebody's got a loud bird.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's me. I got locked out of my building, so I'm gonna mute.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Actually, I'm not gonna mute. So let me share screen and let's do a tally. Once I find share screen. About minimize. There it is. All right. Have my screen showing up?
Yes.
Right. Here we go. Right. So let's do a count. So for Paul, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. For Tom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And for Stephen, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So our chairs are Paul and Tom.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
All right.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Paul, are you ready?
Oh, you're muted, Paul.
Ah, that's why. Okay.
There we
I already
go.
Sensed. Yep. Nice. Thank you for the trust. I hope to survive for the full community in this breakthrough times through a new era. And Tom, what's your word now?
Well, thank you. It's exciting. I think this is a good opportunity. And it's exciting when there are contested elections. And Stephen, I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you too.
Likewise.
And all the CC members.
Thank you.
This is usually the point at the agenda where we go to a nicely groomed wiki page. And
which we
I think,
have.
Nice. Yeah. My computer is still in 7 a.m. sleepies.
So I'm the note taker this week. We need a note taker for August 11th. I need someone to volunteer.
I'm just checking to see if I'll be here. Yes, I'll volunteer for that.
Okay. You are officially on the hook.
All right. Thank you, Stephen and Peter. If we just progress through the agenda, the next topic is letter to non-member institutions. I believe Sean is not on the call and may still be traveling. I know I've been out of pocket due to personal circumstances for the last 2 weeks. I was unable to connect. Boaz or Joseph, are you able to speak to this point?
Yep. Hi. So I think that the other two need to look into this, but I suggested another format to the letter on the second page, just to kind of focus it a little bit. Also, like, assuming that this is going to be coming from the chairs, like, it's going to be nice to suggest to meet, assuming that this is coming going to the deans or leadership or something like that. They may heard quite a bit about the community and its successes. If so, that's great. They may also have heard some of the challenges. So what I'm thinking is, like, to suggest to meet in person on Zoom to chat about Folio, because that can help people to understand why they would like to participate and give money, maybe. So, like, that's something I'm suggesting in the end of the second page. Otherwise, focused a little bit what is being said there. There is a discussion about regular contributions that we need to be finalizing. So, like, there is a discussion that happens in a subcommittee that I don't know. I don't think this is Simeon leads this subgroup. And I think we're still kind of trying to get to the final spot there. So, like, maybe we can wait another couple of weeks. That's it. So see what you're thinking. And I think if the new chairs can review and, like, make sure that it's something that they agree with, and because they will probably the ones to send it out, seems to me. So thanks. And Ed, or edit whatever you like to the first letter or the adjusted draft, the second page.
Thanks, Bless. Joseph, do you have anything to add?
No, I do think it would be just a second Boaz's comment, given the high dollar value of the ask. I think it would be useful for, somebody to chat if it's the chairs. I'm also happy to volunteer to talk to folks on that matter as well. Also, I have not looked at these documents in a minute. So I will catch up. Does anyone know when Sean is back? Well, I'm
Nope.
guessing that's a no. So I will try.
I'm sorry,
How
no.
bad is my internet?
Oh, everyone heard you. Just no one knew the answer,
Okay,
but you
gotcha.
looking at the blank faces.
Okay. Oh no, also I'm getting low bandwidth signal, so I just want to make sure. So yeah, I will reconnect with Sean. And also if it's of interest, maybe have a call between everyone on the Agendamide Slack chat to button it up.
Can I ask from this group's perspective, is there a best time to send this other than, last month? Do we think that August is it the best window, given it's the start of the academic year in many places, or is there a reason to try to time it differently? Joseph?
I think August is probably fine if we sneak it in before the beginning of the semester.
All right. So, subgroup, Paul, do you think that this is possible to get out in the next couple of weeks?
I'm totally positive about that.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Boaz. Thanks, Joseph. And thank you, Sean, when he gets back. Should we move on to the next point in the agenda?
Fine by me.
Great. I just start. Stefan and Joseph, we weren't able to meet in the meantime due to conflicts in temp meetings slots and some illness and vacations. I made a draft paper. Maybe I can just share it here. But I didn't share it in the FOIA documentation at the moment. And also can share it here on my screen. Maybe it's more suitable. And we should maybe start to talk about what the goals are for us and for the next era we are coming in. I read the documents and both stated a lot of potential and analyzed the current state we are in. And for us as a group and as a community, it seems like we need a new model for more sustainability and revenue also for firms and providers to have more stability and more engagement also and better roadmap on what we are dealing with FOIO at the moment. And We have a lot of common values and goals here in both papers. Emphasize on sustainability, community responsibility. Also, and that was for the 4-year contribution network, a big point and very much highlighted on more detailed the developer engagement and maintenance funding. And for both, the structured marketplace is on terms and on the table, and we need to talk about details and how complex we should do it, maybe, and how to do it. And for me, it seems like the writers and co-writers should also maybe frame the suggested strategies that are here on the table and elaborate what the way could be. And we, for me, it seems like we should also, talk and discuss all the points we are in this document. I tried to bullet point what are the blueprint pros and cons, and for the contribution network model, what are the pros and cons for a helpful way for us here to talk about this. So I think the start would also be for Tom and Mike and co-authors to help to discuss and find a way. And maybe we should also start with the pain points we have as a community to come to a solution for that. Mike.
Yeah, thanks. Previous to this meeting, I hadn't actually thought of the blueprint document as a proposal that would be compared with the collaboration network. I thought the blueprint document was sort of a summary of the in-person meeting that we had in Washington, D.C., which spurred a lot of activities, including the what turned into the contribution network. So, for what it's
Ah,
worth.
okay. Okay. So it seems like we only have one solution at the table and not two. Okay, that's great to know. Maccabee?
I think this is going back a month or so, but there was interest at the community-driven development working group to understand some of the diffs between what that group had come up with and the contribution network idea. And I know there was also another proposal on the table at the time from knowledge integration, and that one's not there anymore, but there may still be a use for that diff.
So I'm happy to, sorry to cut you off, Jen. I'm happy to talk about the thinking behind the contribution network. I think Paul, your comparison document does a good job of highlighting some of the challenges, some of the strengths maybe, and some of the challenges. But I could, as one of the members of the group that put that together, and probably the one that put the most time into it, I'm happy to sort of describe what the thinking was and what the next steps might be. Whenever you guys are ready, if you're ready.
I just wanted to say that I think what happened was the community-driven development proposal didn't actually make it to CC, so I did just upload it to our wiki page. That said, that proposal largely addresses community decision-making and not finances. So, it might be seen as sort of mechanisms to add into the network. I mean, people can read it and see for themselves what they think about it, but it's very focused on the community aspect.
Charlotte, you want to jump in?
Because I'm here also as one of the members in the community-driven development working group. And so we think that it would be really useful if we can have the two documents to be fitting well into each other and not be that can be some confusion with having two documents, maybe worded a little bit different, and be understood like competing documents. And that's not at all the case. It's simply just the same ideas starting from two different angles. And that is why the both Jen and I are here today, because to hope that we can have this shared understanding.
Thanks, Charlotte. Boaz?
Since we may have Mike generously offer like a little review of the document, can we do the same for the other document as well? I had like a kind of a quick overview as something that's online. I will definitely benefit from understanding the motivations on both ends when we go about it.
We can definitely do that. I would advocate for doing Mike's first. To set the bigger framework.
Thanks.
So, thanks, Boaz. And we know, I think we know from Ian Ibbotson's Kayant Manifesto, which I think was the official title, that that was advanced. It addresses many of these, but was withdrawn. And I think Simeon may have indicated in communications with Ian, Ian was not interested in continuing to discuss or pursue that, though several people outside of several non-Ian people have said that there are good points in there that should be surfaced. So I think we have somewhere between 2.5 and 4 documents, each kind of tackling things differently. My proposal, just in terms of process, on top of that, half of the community council is new, and I think maybe are still warming up on this topic. I don't know if all of the new members feel like they're fully briefed and in the headspace yet. I certainly don't, because I know some of the documents, but not others. I would suggest we dedicate the next CC meeting to a complete hour on this and review, have brief presentations on all four in a logical order, and then we would have the process of coming to a common understanding. We can record that. Well, we record every meeting, but we'll double record that meeting. And then from there, we'd be able to best understand as a council what next steps might be. So that's one proposal for moving forward.
Sounds great.
Several.
Or are there other proposals for the process?
Mike, would you be able to join the next meeting?
Yeah, I should be able to join the next meeting. Yep.
So it sounds like we have a decision. Can I have your proposal repeated, Tom, so I can write it down
Yeah,
afterwards?
thanks. The proposal is to dedicate the next meeting to this topic, have brief presentations on all 2.5 to 4 ideas,
In a
and
logical
that
order.
in a logical order, and then discussion on next steps. Charlotte is commenting that we should make sure that Jeremy Huff is invited as the convener of the CDD working group.
Okay.
I could reach out and invite him.
I can do that since he's with me.
Thanks. Great.
And that's on August 11th, is that correct?
Yes.
I can speak to the blueprint. Mike, I think your characterization is fair. It was for a blueprint, it was fairly nonspecific. I wouldn't build a building based on it, but it's a nice direction. I can check in with Ian on the manifesto to see if he would like to present it. If Ian is not interested in presenting it, is there someone else for whom it resonated, and not as the author, but as someone who wanted to pick out certain points, would like to bring that up?
I would just comment that the sort of the my understanding of the fundamental issue is addressed in the contribution network. The fundamental issue being there has to be a way for software development firms to monetize their work in Folio over time. So how you get there, I think, is, different opinions maybe, but I think one of Ian's core problems is addressed in the contribution network.
Boaz, your hand is up.
I really like this idea. I also think there are some, like, it may be worth even discussing Ian's document on its own, right? Without needing to like comment, on the body of it, but just the impact of it, maybe, because we are in charge of the health of the community. And also, like thinking about, we have an in-person meeting coming or hybrid in WolfCon, and like it can be fun or interesting to think about the next meeting as setting stage for the WolfCon kind of meeting as well. Like as we know, like those are going to be meaty discussions, and it can be nice to kind of think about the agenda setting for WolfCon community council stuff in that way, like, those are foundational documents, hopefully. So, just saying, if we want to keep it going, we have a good opportunity to continue.
Thanks, Boaz. Jen, would you like to? You made a substantial comment in chat. Would you like to voice it?
Just that in my reading, I feel like the Community Development Network is asking for the community to find ways for software development terms, firms to be viable as they do maintenance in the community. And in the KINT proposal, they were devising a way for themselves to take that viability into their own hands. And maybe people had different opinions about how they were going to do that. But to me, that's kind of one of the fundamental differences. Like, where does this who's responsible for developing this viability? Probably it's somewhere in the middle, but I feel like that, which was just really well articulated in theirs, even if some of the other stuff wasn't great, but like it really got to the problem.
Charlotte.
So already now I can hear that we are kind of talking about this as different documents with different purposes and competing documents. So I'm not talking about the KN's manifesto at all because I totally agree that's a different piece. But I think it's important to think of that how to fund it. That has the community-driven development team not gone very far into because that's not on our plate to figure that out. That is this group, the community council, to have this, the financial aspect of it. But the community-driven development is more about that we can see there is a need. There is features that has been asked for by the implementing libraries for 4 or 5, maybe even 6 years, and it's just been hanging. And if the existing teams never get to pick that work up, is that something where a community-driven development team can come together and can say, okay, now we take it on, now we get this work done. You have discussed it in the different six for so long, and you know, we are exhausting our subject matter experts if they are to discuss the same thing year after year after year, and there's nothing coming out of it. So I just want to warn about that. We should not see this as one document being completely different from the others. We should try to have it fit together.
Thanks, Charlotte. Kirsten?
Yeah, I totally underwrite what Charlotte says. There are two different things. One is, how can the community engage in additional functional development that is not picked up by companies or any other thing? And before we jump into the documents, I mean, in all of those documents, even in Ian's manifesto, and maybe people can consider that GBV is really, I don't know the English word right now, but we are financing a lot of that development for years now. And we are standing in for that maintenance. Maybe not enough, but that's how it is. And so a solution here is for us as well necessary. But that means, what are we talking about right now? Are we talking about that the community council or the community itself are defining a community-driven product that Folio is, and for that product we need to ensure that the maintenance is done. Maintenance not in the meaning of continuing development, but ensure that the modules fit into the next, and I'm hesitant to say release because we don't exactly know how in the app formalization environment releases are structured. Those questions need to be clarified. But in the end, we need, if we are using on our platforms as service providers, maybe even not on the AWS cloud, we need safe and maintained modules from over time. And maintenance costs money. And if people are stepping up to pay for development, at the moment they are in for that maintenance for the end of their lives. And that is very expensive. And others are simply taking the software and can use it, which is nice. It's part of open source. But as a community, we should divide those burdens. And finding a good model here to do so is one part. And organizing community-driven development is another part. And they can maybe there can be some overlap as well. So that is a part of the discussion that goes deeply in our self-understanding, I think, and it needs a lot of preparation before we can come to solutions and conclusions. I really would like to take elements of all of those papers, but in the end, we need something that is specially formed for Folio, because I'm quite long now in this project, and it's special. We can't just adopt from another project, but we can learn from other projects. Maybe mm-hmm. we find our own way out of this. So mm-hmm. sorry for the long speech. It's very complex and I'm working now for weeks on all this. So yeah.
And
I guess just following up on what both Kirsten and Charlotte said, it does feel like we need to be really clear about what question we're trying to answer here. Because even when you talk about maintenance, there's like the maintenance of the modules, but there's also all of this infrastructure maintenance and the, you know, stuff like the Eureka and also just testing. And there's like a whole range of activities that are happening here that are all really expensive. And so having a clear understanding of which pieces, or maybe all of them, that we're trying to address would be really useful also.
Stephen.
Yeah, I'm going to ask more naive because I've been reading the documents, some of them. I'm trying to understand where the money is and where the resources are because everything starts, unfortunately, with finances, something like this. Like, how is this funded? And from what I was reading it, please correct me if I'm wrong, the finances don't look very good. And considering the hosting expenses and all. And what consideration has there been? This is all I'm new, so sorry, please correct me. But what consideration has been to like maybe shift that hosting cost over to development or something like that in order to ensure that the community has at least some development go ongoing? Is that even feasible?
Mike.
So I'm going to continue to attend until you guys tell me to stop, probably. But part of what I'm going to hopefully add is a little history and of all the things that have happened. So there have been in the last year or so some talks with EBSCO primarily about which environments the community funds versus which environments a development organization funds. And so, as you point out, most of our community dues right now go to paying for AWS environments. And so I don't know that conversation was fully run to ground or finished, but that conversation was started. And at least some of us who were talking about the Folio Contribution Network stuff were imagining that we would make a shift from community dues moving from hosting provider or hosting infrastructure to development and maintenance. So we were hoping, some of us were hoping that that conversation would continue on.
And this ties in, is integral, the membership discussion is integral to this. For if the resources are to be in the from the community, whether financial or in kind, we need a stronger membership network than we currently have.
I feel like, when I could say, we all see the need for change, or do we have to vote about that
Think that's a given.
to make it clear? Okay. And it's obviously that we want a change and we don't know how to address it without stepping a lot on different feet here. And on the other hand, I see maybe a discussion about where should we start at first to build a sustainable community with a good infrastructure and founding and in governance. And maybe we should approach on what is a kernel thing we could at first implement and then build stuff about it, on it, or should like make the big thing happen and implement the Folio Contribution Network in which details they are or not, but how to approach here. Stephen.
So yeah, as part of our last community council, we had this kind of discussion, and it was my position that we should pick something practical to try these ideas out on, rather than trying to philosophize about something and then wedge certain aspects of the project into that philosophy. And I felt like that'd be a more effective way of gauging the efficacy of what we were trying to do versus like I said, coming up with this complex idea and then trying to shove things in that direction. We felt like the extension of Okapi support for institutions that were not going to adopt Eureka and Sunflower was a good example of a way to try out some of these ideas around either community-driven development or the contribution network. It would be nice to see, you know, take one of these needs like that, run it through a process. In this case, I think it was going to be the CDD process, and see what the results were, what did or didn't work well. I like there are good ideas in both models. As to which one will actually work in the community, I think there's only one way to find that out. So I think there's a way to kind of gauge a little bit of the what that would look like in practice versus just in theory by picking a couple of initiatives to run. To Mike's point, which I wanted to address very quickly, about the environments and who funds them, I think that we spend a lot of money in AWS funding a bunch of different environments for computing infrastructure. I'm not sure that the community benefits well from all of that spend. It was my contention when we met in DC that we should take some of those funds, deallocate them from AWS spend, and try to use them to gain a little bit better community control over the development process, by which I meant we would have some sort of development staff that would be employed by the Folio organization, not doing actual code slinging, but more of a developer manager, a community development manager, something like what Alexi does at EBSCO as part of the EPAM group today. You know, right now we've kind of outsourced that to our biggest commercial partner. I felt like the organization should have that role in its in-house and not have that performed by a member of the community. So these are some of the ideas that I think that are kind of floating around out there that we're still philosophizing about. We're debating them, but I think it'd be better for us to try to put something into practice to see how it worked versus trying to refine it down to this perfect system.
So maybe the question is, do we want to take the plunge or make it example-wise driven, this process?
I think we'll know that better after our meeting in 2 weeks.
Do we have, I also see that. That's great. Let's see. Do we have also this logical order for the presentations already stated?
It's knowing three of them, I think it might make sense to start with the blueprint, which to some degree was a summary of discussions from the summit in DC. Then into Mike's proposal, and then into the one, the additional one. I get confused between which is what the names are.
Okay,
the community-driven development proposal or the contribution network, the other one, those two together. And then perhaps Ian's or a synopsis of some of the key points of Ian's. Mike, I believe yours is the longest. Do you think you could do 5 to 10 minutes? You'd be able to do a summary?
I can do a summary in 5 to 10 minutes. Whether it will be a great summary is to be determined.
You have to figure out which large language model to use.
Yeah, I can do that.
Great. I think the other ones might might be closer to 5 than 10. But that should leave plenty of time for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything, do we have anything more to do on today's, on this topic? All right, we're set up. Obviously, everyone will probably feel smarter if they read the documents beforehand. It won't be like college or high school when you hadn't read the book and then you had to kind of fake it and not say anything until you found one safe thing to make a comment on. Not that I had friends who did that. I never did that.
I know a guy who did that.
I read about a guy. A friend told me about a guy who did that.
Right.
Excellent. Boaz, in one of your comments, you had mentioned the folio, the CC meeting at WolfCon, which is, I was vaguely aware. Has any planning on that happened in the prior community council?
I'm not aware of any planning, but it may be happening. There is going to be a folio members meeting that we're working on agenda, some of us, but it's not the same as a community council's meeting. And I think we probably have a lot to discuss. So maybe not too bad, but yeah, gonna be good to think of those things.
Great. Does everyone know what the folio member meeting is? It might be helpful. Could you give a 1 minute overview of what that it will be?
Sure. So the idea is to sort of reimagine the forum for paying members to discuss ideas, to exchange sort of, you know, their feelings and their thinking around the Folio project. We had a good meeting just a few months ago virtually. We're continuing to kind of think that we want to make sure that people are heard, especially the paying members, and that we can also think together about how to go forward the whole project as like the most invested, hopefully, libraries and organizations in this project. So it is meant to any member organization, but it's not including non-paying members. So that's the main difference between that meeting and the other meetings. Kristen, you're on it.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, we started this as a face-to-face meeting in London to allow the members to feel as a community as well, because in the councils, we just have a small amount of members being active and all the other silent members don't have any place to meet, to talk to each other, to talk about their expectations or to talk about why are they a member, listening to their opinions. If we are really envisioning to change something in the governance model, may it be about how the community councils are put together, or how do we really organize certain processes of maintenance steps, which is work to do, really concrete results. And I heard a lot of voices who are in favor of that. Me as well. Do something. We need the members, and they need to put money on the table. I mean, what do you expect?